I'd like to share some words from Katagiri Roshi from the book The Light That Shines Through Infinity, Zen and the Energy of Life. This is from the chapter called Basking in Buddha's Compassion. When you reach the bottom of your life and see the ultimate nature of being, you realize there is nothing there. Well, there is only one thing there, motion. That movement is the basic nature of being, the rhythm of life itself. The movement of nothingness gives you a certain kind of energy. It shoots up from the basic nature of being, and you receive it as the energy of your own life. Can you feel that from the bottom of your life? The bottom of the nature of being, that nothingness, and then the movement and the energy. Katagiri says, that is enlightenment, we say, but strictly speaking, it is Buddha's compassion. It is the great compassion you already possess. Buddha's compassion is very deep in your life. It is the form of your own life. Your body and mind are produced by compassion. Your life, the life of all beings, everything you see and everything you hear are nothing but the total manifestation of Buddha's warm, compassionate heart. So whatever you may feel, whatever you may think, whatever you may do, Buddha's compassion is there. You cannot see it, but your life, everyone's life, is constantly supported by Buddha's compassion. When you trust in Buddha's compassion, this is called faith. Buddhist faith is the activity of constantly seeking and basking in Buddha's compassion. Instead of the English word faith, Buddhism uses the word bodhicitta, or bodhi mind. Faith as bodhicitta is not the usual idea of faith. Bodhicitta is the state of mind in which you realize that you are one being, interpenetrated by all beings. So Buddhist faith is not only to believe in something, it is to actually realize the vastness of Buddha's world. You depend on the vastness of the world that embraces and supports your life, and you just bask in it. Bodhicitta is like a big tree. In an earthquake, you can be saved by being under a tree with deep roots. This is really true. So I suppose it depends on how big the earthquake really is, but if there's some earthquake, some movement of the earth, and there's a tree with really deep roots, with big roots, it can protect you. Even if the earth is moving, the roots will be there. Katagiri says the tree of bodhicitta is huge, vast. If you depend on that tree, you grow smoothly as a human being. It's just like the relationship of mother and child. Like a baby seeing and basking in mother's compassion, you grow as a child of Buddha. I remember hearing before my child was born that there's something that happens right after the moment of birth where the mother can't take her eyes off the child, like looking at the child's eyes. And then the child, of course, can't see very well, but still is receiving that compassion and looking back. So that experience, Katagiri is saying, is just like bodhicitta. Like this baby seeking and basking in the mother's compassion and the mother with the love and compassion. And then Katagiri asks, is basking in Buddha's compassion the same as Christian faith that God loves you? And he says, maybe so, I don't know. According to my opinion, I think so, but I don't really know. From a Buddhist point of view, God's love is the real reality that you are constantly basking in, the vastness of being. The vastness of being is hard to understand. That's why many religions say God is completely beyond verbal explanation, so we should just believe. Christian people are usually very surprised that Buddhism explains the vastness of being. Of course, Buddhism accepts the aspect of being that is completely beyond human speculation. We trust in the vastness of being. But on the other hand, we are human beings. We have a big brain in our head, so we can't ignore the aspect of the human world that is created by emotional, spiritual, and psychological things. So that's where I would say we don't ignore our longing. But Katagiri is saying more than that here. He says that's why in Buddhism we study and try to understand the structure of human life. That is the teaching of the Four Noble Truths, the 12-fold chain of causation, and in Mahayana Buddhism, it is the teaching of impermanence and conditioned origination. We try to understand human life, but at the same time, we trust in the great fact that everything is embraced by Buddha's wonderful compassion. So, Buddhism understands it two ways. One way is we just believe in the great reality and depend on the huge tree that is always supporting us. Whether we understand it or not, we are always basking in Buddha's compassion. But also, we use our heads and try to understand it intellectually. For this, we have to think. So think, and after you think, as best you can, move toward the core of your existence and bask in Buddha's compassion. So for me, I've often talked about how this means we can think about what is a solution to a problem or what is the action that we need to take when we see injustice. So that is part of Buddhist practice. We do that, and then we also move toward this core of existence and feel the support of the basking in Buddha's compassion. Katagiri says, basking in Buddha's compassion, very naturally, spiritual awareness is there. When you experience spiritual awareness, there is salvation. You are saved by your awareness. And you find a wonderful life. If you see even a dim image of vastness of reality, you are saved because you realize that you can depend on that vastness. So sometimes we have this idea of what enlightenment would look like or what it is. This is my words now, not Katagiri. And we might discount some opening that we have. But I really like how Katagiri says, if you see even a dim image of the vastness of reality, you are saved because you realize that you can depend on that vastness. So even if there's some small opening, some small awakening, allow that to be there. And let that flower and don't discount it. Katagiri says, based on living with awareness, someday something touches your heart and you jump in and experience that vastness directly. That is called enlightenment. Enlightenment penetrates your skin, muscle, bone, and marrow, becoming exactly one with your life, and you find that life is worth living. Based on knowing the core of your being, you live with confidence in your existence. Then enlightenment directs the activity of your life, and you cannot help but share your life, living with all beings in peace and harmony, helping, serving, teaching, and developing life in the human world. That is Buddhist altruism. These three, salvation, enlightenment, and altruism, are called bodhicitta, bodhi mind, or way mind. This is Buddhist faith. So I invite you to simply sit and receive that or receive your life in the next few minutes that we have left.